This is an Aero News Touch and Go for September 19th, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. The U.S. Air Force has been marking its 60th anniversary as an independent branch of the U.S. Armed Forces, with special events and airshow appearances all this year. But Tuesday was the actual anniversary day. Secretary of the Air Force Michael W. Wynn and Air Force Chief of Staff General T. Michael Mosley released a statement on Tuesday which said, in part, quote, "While the Air Force is a technically oriented service, it is our airmen who make our Air Force great. While we mark this milestone in Air Force history, we congratulate each of you. Total Force airmen of the U.S. Air Force past, present, and future can take pride in their roles in the Air Force's success. Your service, dedication, and sacrifice guarantee our ability to fly, fight, and win for America today and into the future," unquote. ANN adds our congratulations to the men and women who serve in the U.S. Air Force. The National Business Aviation Association stated its support Tuesday for congressional legislation to fund the Federal Aviation Administration and modernize the nation's aviation system through excise taxes rather than new taxes or untested user fees. The legislation was approved on Tuesday by lawmakers on the House Ways and Means Committee. NBAA President and CEO Ed Bolin said the organization supports the bill, quote, "While no one loves to pay taxes, the general aviation community recognizes the importance of air traffic control modernization. The fact that the committee's bill dedicates the additional tax revenues exclusively to modernization is very significant," unquote. Among the other drawbacks of user fees, NBAA also notes they go up when industry can afford at least. In 2002, when air traffic was depressed as a result of the recession and terrorist attacks, Canada raised its user fees to cover its declining revenues. The International Air Transport Association this week estimated that while 2007 airline profits are on track to hit $5.6 billion, off a half billion from its June projection, the trade group is revising 2008 expectations downward. The IATA lowered its forecast numbers for 2008 from $9.6 to $7.8 billion. IATA told Thomson Financial it blames high fuel prices and the shaky credit markets. IATA forecasts a net profit of $2.7 billion for North American carriers in 2007, noting that's the highest among major regions. Expected growth in the Asia-Pacific markets has not been as strong as originally planned. European carriers improved profitability for 2007, from $1.6 billion in 2005 to a forecast of $2.1 billion this year. That's based largely on the strength of profitable long-haul routes. Northwest Airlines CEO Doug Steenland said on Monday he wants an industry agreement to schedule fewer flights at the nation's most congested airports to fight delays. He also warned that seat shortages and higher fares could result. Steenland's comments were reported in USA Today as coming in reaction to a parting shot from FAA Administrator Marion Blakey. In her final speech on the job, Blakey warned airlines that if the industry doesn't cut back voluntarily, quote, "don't be surprised when the government steps in," unquote. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Dan Rather gives voice to a Boeing critic on cable TV. The Reno air races finish on a high note. And the finger pointing begins in the Thai MD-82 accident. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today you can hear the story of the XPRIZE winning flights of Spaceship One 3 years ago, as told to an audience at Air Venture by Mike Melville, Brian Binney, and Bert Rattan. And if you haven't done so yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.